Fred Film Radio from Cannes Film Festival, France.
Fred Film Radio, in partnership with Cinema and Video International, I'm Carolina Mancini from Cannes Marché du Film, and in this episode I'm joined by Maria Drandacchi from Homemade Films. So welcome, Maria.
Hi, Carolina. Very nice to be with you.
And with Maria, we will speak about Titanic Ocean by Constantina Kotsamani, the film Maria produced with her Homemade Film in co-production with many countries, with Germany, with Romania, France, Spain, and Japan. So Titanic Ocean is a coming-of-age fantasy, and we are in a special boarding school that trains girls into professional mermaids. So quite exciting. And the protagonist is a 17-year-old girl who experiences a metamorphosis. So where this particular story originated from, and what convinced you to produce it?
I worked with Constantina Kotsamani, the director, before. We did two very successful short and medium length films before she brought me this script. And 10 years ago, Constantina read an article about these schools, and she saw a photograph of five girls wearing the mermaid costume and the tails, training to become professional mermaids. And it was five Japanese girls. She was really impressed by this article. We didn't know anything about these schools back then. And she started writing, researching, and she brought me the first draft of the script, which I found really amazing in the sense that it was like nothing I've ever read or seen before. And we decided to embark on this journey, which I can say that at that time it seemed very, very crazy idea, especially starting from Greece.
What was so special? What amazed you in particular in this script?
I was very fond of Constantina's work. She has this ability to create a very magical environment. She also plays a lot with the boundaries between human beings and animals and other beings, and all of her filmography is really crossing borders.
Yeah, Electric Swan also, it's one of her short that you produced that was in Venice also, in official competition. So it's another animal.
Yes, exactly. And even before that, we had Limbo in 2016, which was in Cannes, Semaine de la Critique, and there was a huge whale. So she has this this particular affinity, let's say, with animals, and in this particular film, there were two, let's say, concepts that I liked. First of all, the fact that these girls, they are young girls in the border of becoming adults. They are trying in a way to escape the world. They have to discover their limits, their boundaries. For me, this was a very contemporary way to speak about coming of age, but also about womanhood. And secondly, what really seduced me was the fact that indeed she wanted to shoot the film in Japan, which was really unimaginable at that moment. But for me, it was a huge challenge, and I was really open for that.
Let's go through another journey, which is the productive journey of the film. So is this the first co-production, Greece-Japan? And how did you build this variegated co-production structure?
I guess it's the first one. And it was a very long journey because I had already co-produced a lot with Europe. That was not something new. But to go to Asia, and especially in Japan, which is a country that has really a very solid film industry, and they have also a very different way of producing films. Co-productions, especially with Europe, is not something that happens. It's a concept that it is really unknown. So we had to, first of all, to learn the steps how to make this happen. And secondly, to find the people that would be open enough to trust Constantina and myself and the other producer into making a film there in their language with local actors in a way that would marry both cultures.
Let's remember that this is also a debut film. Maybe we didn't say before, but yes. And so can we name all the production companies involved?
The main production companies is Homemade Films from Greece, Wunderlast from Germany, The Film from Romania, Mani Films from France, Frida Films from Spain, and our Japanese partners are Happynet Phantom Studios and Mam Film. Then in association, Finite Films, Felony, and Avanpost.
Okay, and then there are also funds, national funds?
Yeah, I mean, there are the national funds of all these European countries, the TV from Greece, Romania, France, Germany, BRRT, and of course there's also Eurimas, and a lot of other partners, Torino Film Lab, Onassis Culture, Vodafone TV from Greece, Pay TV.
About Onassis Culture, I would like to ask you, because they are funding also another short movie, which is in Cannes, in La Quinzaine, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, Free Elisa.
Which also you produced.
I co-produced. It's a Cypriot French-Greek film. Well, Onassis Culture is one of the main arts institutions in Greece, and they have been quite involved in cinema. They have an annual short film program. They co-finance short films. It's a competition. And they also participate in feature films.
And they also pushed the international career of Constantina, right?
Yes, actually, she got a scholarship to go to Argentina to develop this film by Onassis Culture. And this is how the script was born. From one side of the ocean, she was writing for the other side of the ocean.
Yeah, so from Greece to Argentina to Japan, well, you traveled the world. And then also you came to Torino Film Lab because it was developed through Feature Lab, which is the workshop dedicated to features in advanced development phase, right?
Yes, exactly. Well, actually, Torino Film Lab was one of our first stops in the journey, because I have to admit, when I started, as I said, I knew quite well how to co-produce with European countries, but of course, how to go to Asia and especially to Japan, I didn't have a clue. So I said that I would trust, that I would start with a platform that I had been before, that is quite multinational oriented. I mean, also outside Europe. Back in 2017, even, it was the first development program and co-production market combined that we participated with. And of course, apart from working on the development of the script, another very interesting aspects. Back then, it was one of the first time that I spoke about audience design, especially for a film that really has a very rich world and can address very different audiences. But also it was the first time that I could seriously discuss, and people were not laughing. Because in Greece, you know, when I said we are doing this, everybody said, you are crazy, you will not do it. I believe also this is the place where we met, even back then, so early, some of our partners and our sales agent, which was back then Memento, now it's called Paradise City Sales.
Okay, so speaking about audience design, what did you learn and what did you maybe put in practice, maybe together with the sales agent of the film?
You have to think about the audience Much, much earlier than the actual release of the film. We met there, a company back then consulted us, and later we also worked with them before the shooting to prepare all the materials that now will be very useful for the social media, but also to think of the concept of how we want to present the film and who we want to address. And this we started even before the financing of the film.
So who is the main target you want to address?
I would say that main targets would be young audience, their mothers as well, or their parents. Mm-hmm. And of course, then there's a whole range of other audiences, like the mermaid lovers themselves, the people who train in these schools, the people who are interested in the sea, in the oceans, in the underwater mm-hmm. life.
So a wide potential.
Yes, wide potential. Yes.
Did some film commission in Japan support you?
The Tokyo Film Commission, where we shot most of the film, support the scouting, and they helped us also with the shoot, with the actual shooting, which was not easy. I mean, Tokyo is not the easiest place to shoot at. And there were also a few neighboring film commissions, like the Ibaraki Film Commission. And very, very early on in the life of the film, we scouted in Okinawa, in Japan, but on the island of Okinawa, with a support from the local film commission, which was very, very active.
Where did you shoot all the sea mermaid stuff? Did you go to a studio? Did you shoot on location?
It's a combination of shootings. We shot in Japan, certain of the scenes, and we also shot in a studio in Bucharest, the things that needed the effects. So the deep ocean scenes, they are shot in a studio. But we also have live shoot in the pools, of course, and in the Sea of Japan, in near Tokyo.
Can we name the Romanian studio?
Buftea, it's called.
So when will the premiere be?
The premiere is in Cannes, Wednesday, May 20th, in the afternoon, in the section of Uncertain Regard.
So good luck, and thank you, Maria Drandaki.
Thank you.
I'm Carolina Mancini from Cinema and Video International, from the Marché du Film of the 79th edition of Cannes Film Festival, and this is Fred, the festival insider.
Fred, 24/7 on Fred FM and smartphone app.